Okay, today is the rundown. It is February 15th. It is brought to you by Fuego Box. You get $10 off your first order. Use the promo code RUNDOWN. It actually, to the credit of who wrote this ad, I know what Fuego Box is,
but we haven't done it that much, whoever wrote this
is just like, oh, they'll know what Fuego Box is. I can tell you, when
like
we get to ad number two.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to get tripped up.
Someone may want to like tell us.
I got you.
The ad people may want to tell us what we're advertising just by like putting it. Fuego Box is hot sauce. I know that. That's our boy German. Yeah. So
it's not just like Tabasco sauce. It's like flavored and it's like a real sauce.
It's for hot sauce aficionados. Mm-hmm. So you get a new hot sauce in the mail. It's one of those box things. What's that?
Three hot sauces in each box.
I'm glad we knew that. Shout out ad team over there. $10 off your first order. Promo code RUNDOWN. $10 off your first order. Promo code RUNDOWN. Fuego Box. So you get three in a box. Extravagant sauces. Fuego Box. They actually, this is kind of weird. It goes into our first topic, which is the heart-shaped pizzas. They were coming from Pizza Hut or Domino's?
And Papa John's.
And Papa John's, that's right. The Fuego Box guys wanted me to put the hot sauce on my pizzas, and I don't do that.
Ooh, it's a delicious
move. I'll definitely do that.
Yeah, I don't do that. They wanted for the pizza reviews, they wanted sponsors, like, but I just don't do that.
No, it's delicious.
Do you not like spicy food?
I don't mind hot sauce. I just wouldn't put it on pizza.
I love hot sauce on my pizza.
Really?
Cold pizza like the next day? That's
chicken,
the move.
Like a chicken slice with the hot sauce?
I'm very, very simple with the cheese. Anyways, so Papa John's, a couple other places, promised heart-shaped pizzas for Valentine's Day. Not all the pizzas came out as perfect hearts. They sometimes came out as pizzas that looked like maybe they're being mushed into hearts.
They came out, it looked like a slice was missing.
Yeah. Some of them
Some of them were just like blobs.
Yeah, it was a different... I mean, be the Papa John's guy who's getting like minimum wage, be like, how am I going to fucking turn this thing into a pizza?
That's the whole story. It's not the people complaining on Twitter. It's the poor saps that actually have to make these pizzas. Fuck that.
But there were a lot of people complaining.
Yeah, I know, but those people are the worst. Like, you ordered a $10 pizza.
From Papa John's.
From Papa John's on Valentine's Day. You actually think the guy who's sitting there making like 300 pizzas on Valentine's Day night, and the boss is like, you got to make him a heart. You think he's going to put his heart into it? No pun intended.
Also, we've been talking a lot about Valentine's Day dinners and going out and stuff. When you're getting a Papa John's pizza for Valentine's Day.
I think it's a single move, probably.
It better be.
It's probably a single chick move.
But then if you're complaining about it, I don't think a single girl is getting a heart pizza.
I got a heart pizza for XYZ and it came out like this.
I actually think I'd complain. I wouldn't be the person who's getting the heart pizza from Papa John's on Valentine's Day, but... If you are that person and you're like, I saw some of the complaints like this is supposed to be romantic. I can see like low life people
like
being like, this
about,
is
like going to a,
you get
fast food and being like, my hamburger doesn't look so juicy like it does on the commercial. The commercials obviously always look different.
Why was all the pepperoni on?
Like I got a Lexus and there wasn't a big fucking bow on.
That's what bothered me.
That one just looked like it got dropped.
I think it's a bait and switch. I think you're again. Papa John's is going after, like...
You pay for what you get.
The Iowa. Trent is a guy who's like, this is my romantic date in Iowa. I'm getting a heart pizza.
That is entirely true.
Right, so it's
I bet you he's done that before.
Right, so he's putting it like, oh, I see this. This, you win me over. I'm going to be like Mr. Romantic. These aren't normal, like, Manhattan, New York, East Coast cities. These are, like, Trump people.
Notice how he didn't do Boston. He went right to New York. He's a consummate New Yorker now.
I said East Coast cities. This is like
caught yourself
middle. Here. I bet like the Trump Nation, and I'm a Trump guy, but I bet Trump Nation's like, we're ordering heart pizzas. We think there's a hot Valentine's Day. So I'd be pissed too.
I don't know. I still feel bad for the poor suckers that have to make this
fucking
pizza.
You are absolutely in the scumbag club if you are ordering Papa John's heart
pizzas.
Without
a doubt.
Okay. Yeah. I just want that to be clear.
I won't do it, but if you're in that club, you're like
you're
very
also,
much.
It matters.
That's your big deal.
Yeah, it matters if there's an upcharge. If it's the regular price of a pizza, then you can't complain. If it's like $4 more for the heart-shaped pizza, then yeah, I guess you have a fair complaint.
I think these people are ordering it like this is my big Valentine's Day surprise. It just shows up as a pizza and these people are like, what the fuck?
I thought it was just chicks ordering it for themselves because they feel so bad and they're just going to house a whole entire pizza.
Yeah, but that would be a ridiculous move to order the heart pizza.
chicks on Valentine's Day without a date, that's a ridiculous
person. They could
put
up an Instagram and be like, bae got me
it didn't
come out right.
Oh, you think they're faking it?
I guarantee there are girls who fake Valentine's
Day. You don't want to corner like an animal? That's what happens on Valentine's Day for a chick who doesn't have a date.
They
She's
go
ordering hard-faced pizzas and complaining
that's
on Twitter
rock
all
bottom.
Night.
Yeah.
We got a solid little fight developing with Tom Izzo versus Dan Dockick. Dokic.
Is your mouth okay?
Yeah, it is.
You struggle with his name.
No.
I am not getting a root canal. I can't get a root canal.
This is ridiculous.
Yes, listen to this.
The tooth is going to keep dying.
Listen to this.
A root canal will not fix the problem, so the tooth is being extracted a week from Friday.
You're not replacing it.
I'm going under.
What happens when you don't fix it?
I'm going under.
He's going to have a
gap. Totally under.
They're going to put a wooden tooth in there?
Nope, it's just going to be nothing.
He's just going to have a hole in his
lower. For 4 months, and then I get a caption. But I don't even care about it, because honestly, going under, I'll let any, as long as I'm under, I don't care about it. What he was referring to, I have to have like something go into my dick, like a strobe into my dick to see what's wrong.
Why? Because you keep pissing blood?
Yep.
Yeah. They don't know what it is.
So that is something I'm not going under for, and I get queasy and very upset about.
That's going to hurt
thinking
so
about it.
Bad.
They said it's almost not pain, although a lot of stoolies are like, I've had it. It is pain.
Of course it's pain. They put a tube up your dick hole. And you actually believe the guy who's like, it's not painful?
He said it would be uncomfortable.
That's such a, yeah. Oh my God, that's such a doctor line.
Do you want to
tell
him?
Don't worry, it's not pain. It's just going to be uncomfortable. A tube in your dick hole.
Shout out to my doctor, by the way, also, who's like, I just want to let you know, I'm going to call you at a weird time. And like, don't be alarmed. It's not an emergency. I was still alarmed when he called me at 8 o'clock on Valentine's Day, being like, just to let you know, your urine came back normal. We're going to have to stick that thing in your dick, though.
Do you want to tell him the other test they did to you?
This is the Barstool Radio Club. I'm out of
yeah,
the loop
this
now.
Is, it was, I wish I wasn't
it
in this
was
club.
It was a prostate exam.
Oh, you love being in that club.
Prostate
no.
exam was...
Not when I hear this.
It's like...
Oh, yeah, you're 40 now. You got to do it.
No, well,
you
it's because
hand
of
up
your
asshole.
It was like
yeah.
getting fucked. Like,
yeah.
It was like...
But, yeah, that's they like were the like, scariest thing for all men.
I leaned down on the table
that's
like,
the scariest thing
no,
for all men.
So I just... And then he just shoves his fingers in your ass so much vastly.
It's 40, right? No, seriously, that's a serious question. Isn't it 40 that you have to start doing that?
Well...
That's,
like
that's
not worst. Why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because it's pinged.
But you would have had to do it anyway, eventually.
The prostate exam, I didn't know what to expect.
It's like you just hope that you live
a bad scene.
Live a good enough life and die before you have some random dude stick his fingers up your asshole.
I thought the pee and the blood and the pee was worse, and now it's Vaseline in your butt. It's just getting exponentially
You're getting
worse
from both
here.
Sides, Davey.
Seriously.
All your holes are getting filled.
It's a tough scene. It's a tough scene. Tom Izzo versus Dan Dokic. So Dan Dokic's kid goes to Michigan. I think he said this either watching a Michigan game, he tweeted out like Michigan State Sparty's such whiners, and they're too stupid now to get into UM. Tom Izzo, Dan Dokic called the game Michigan State last night and the crowd chanting, "We hate Dan Dokic. We hate Dan Dokic." Tom Izzo didn't know why they were chanting that and basically went on a rant at the end of the game. Being like, I didn't know why they were chanting it in the Izzo zone. Kind of an old man, like Twitter. I don't have Twitter, but apparently there's tweets. If I knew what was being tweeted, I would have gone into the Izzo zone and screamed at him. He wants an apology from Dan Dokic. He doesn't think he should be calling games.
I got in the locker room and I asked, what was that all about? And somebody read me his tweets. The social media. Mm-hmm. And if I would have known that before the game, I would embarrass myself almost as much as he embarrassed himself, and I would have led the chance.
And it's a good Michigan State kind of rivalry. Who do you have in this? By the way, as a Michigan guy, I like Tom Izzo. I find him hard not to like. What do you got?
I like Tom Izzo, but his team sucks, so he's getting a little surly. Like, his teams are always good. This year, they suck.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's being a little bit of a crybaby. Dan Dokic, that's what he does. He has a radio show in Indy. He's like a provocateur. Everyone knows this is what he does. Ooh. He actually does
but
kind of like...
But here's
the
thing.
He
provocateur
does do,
was
he
impressive.
He is like a straight talker. Like, a lot of the times, he'll do the hot take thing, but there'll be a lot of truth in it. And I'm obviously biased because... I actually like Dan Dokic, so I think Izzo's being a little bit of a bitch.
Also, straight talker is Michigan State people are stupid and Michigan people are smart. That's just
that's
a fact.
Facts. That's facts.
I think what he said was not controversial at all.
Right. But Izzo,
he said that you're whiny and dumb and then made a classic joke about one school being better than the other. It's not like he said anything truly provocative.
Izzo's a very good coach. No one has gotten their dick sucked more for winning one national title. One national title than Tom
I thought
Izzo.
Michigan State went back to back.
One.
Didn't McLean Cleans go twice?
One. They've been to a million
Final
Fours. They won one national title. And you would think the guy is fucking Coach K and Roy Williams And
yeah,
you
but
know,
he does it
I thought
with a
the
lot
Flintstones
less.
Won twice.
Than I'm those just saying. No, he's always got good talent.
Yeah, but
you
I think
he's
it's
always
a
got
lot
good
of
talent.
Him.
He's always got
not
good
like
talent.
Those other guys. It's not like he's getting Calipari type guys.
He's not getting
he's
Calipari.
He's the opposite. He's like a
he
good
gets
college
pretty
coach.
Fucking good talent.
Sweet Mo Pete.
He's getting good talent. So
great
look, I think he's a good coach, but you can't like you can't be the darling of college basketball and everyone just drool over you for one national title and then get mad when someone gives you a little bit of heat.
He's got the same college thing. Like in his press conference where he's like, I just want to rant on this. He's like, no respected media would do that. And he called out a bunch of Michigan State guys who he has in their back pocket.
Like, it's like when Bo Ryan, when Wisconsin lost the championship game to Duke and he complained about the media. That was a fucking bitch move. You know what I mean? It's like you can't do that.
Back to Valentine's Day here. An unbelievably disgusting dinner we're talking about. You want to talk about pizza, heart-shaped pizza. This guy got a lobster dinner and brought it to the New York subway and ate it, put a tablecloth down on a table right next to where the subway comes out, where you have all that weird air blowing and urine rats who are killing people.
You heard about the death rats?
As you've heard, you've never been down there.
And rightfully so. Yes. If this is the type of madness that is going on below ground, I want no part of it. You got urine rats who are literally murdering people, and you got, what was the lady's name in the story?
Kinder? Johnny Bell.
What is
Johnny
it?
Bell. J-O-H-N-N-Y Bell.
Johnny Bell, Johnny really Bell having, lobster dinners on the subway and the news covering it. As we said on Barstool Radio, I hate the fact the news were there. This had to be one of those stories that somebody caught on their cell phone because they really thought it was romantic. But when you basically say, hey, I'm taking Johnny Bell up to a lobster dinner outside the subway, NBC4, come and cover it, it kind of ruins it because then it just seems like you're doing it to be covered, not because you actually think this is good and you're a delusional fuck.
And I can agree with that, but no matter what, you're still an asshole for doing this in the middle of rush hour on one of the most crowded platforms in the city. I wish someone just spit on that lobster and kicked that table over.
I agree with that.
Anyone who takes the subway knows that, the last place you want to be is on the subway. And I actually am a proponent of this. I hate taking cabs in New York. I'd rather take the subway. It's faster, and it gets you, it's just an easier situation than sitting in traffic. But the minute you get down there, you're just counting down the seconds until you can get out of there.
Yeah. That's what he said. He was like, she loves Union Square, so I did it there. She loves the park, bro, not the fucking... underground tunnel.
Oh my
I have
God.
A question for you underground dwellers. This is something that I used to run into all the time in a winter issue. If you're walking, how far is your walk to the subway?
To the subway, it's 3 blocks.
So
then from the subway here, it's
so
like
do you just
six.
Overheat in all your
no,
winter clothes?
No, I just don't wear a coat.
It is
I haven't
a
worn a coat.
That is a big problem, though, when it's really cold out and then hot down there. It sucks.
Yeah.
I just don't wear coats. Okay. I just get cold walking. Okay. I'd rather be cold walking than hot in the on the subway car.
Because that's always been the thing. When I lived in Alston, I had to wait half an hour for the subway to show up. So I'm freezing. Then you get on and you overheat. And then you're sick before you even get to work.
Noodle.
That's why I don't do that. That's why I will never go back to that life.
That was the most Jewish two lines you've ever said.
Waiting 45 minutes.
You're waiting and there cold. And then you got your coats and then you overheat and then you're sick.
It's a fucking major problem.
It's a major problem.
That's not a universal problem, then shame on everybody else for not having that be a universal problem. Back to North Korea. Love this girl. Love this girl. So the assassin, the person hired by Jong Kung-in to kill his half-brother, threw the poison in the face, by the way. It just ran up in poison, Mr. Miyagi style. And she was wearing a sweatshirt that said, laugh out loud. LOL was what she was wearing. I don't think she was wearing that to blend in. She was wearing that because I just threw poison in your face and murdered you. Laugh out loud. I respect the hell out of it. It reminds me of Kill Bill. Everything that's going on with North Korea. It's these female assassins running around in cool sweatshirts with kitschy sayings. Rio will probably be modeling our LOL murderer sweatshirt really quick. And Dan, I know you'll appreciate this. My mind went on off a tangent because when I saw the LOL, and I'm like, if you don't respect that move, you have a big dump in your pants. That's just what jumped. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to Google Peter McNeely. And the clips of Peter McNeely are so fucking good.
If any one of you doesn't respect me or what I'm doing or what I've been doing for the last 3 months since it was been announced, and going against a guy like this, you'd have a big dump in your pants.
Yes.
If you haven't seen him in a while.
Yes.
Snobby.
Stubby.
It's always great
Stubby.
To go back.
Whatever.
Yeah. And then he grabs the ice and Medfield.
And last but not least, Medfield.
And the press conference.
That one stock photo of him, too, on Google Images, where he looks like a true fucking meathead.
No other company is going to do it. I think we have to be the ones to do it. Just have one day a year, Peter McNeely Day, where like everyone dresses in like green trunks, the robe, and it's just where Peter McNeely's.
We're the perfect company for it. I actually said in a real meeting earlier today that we should hire Stu Finer.
Stu Finer wants to be hired.
Yeah, I know. But like, we need to, if we really want to be where we want to be, like we need to just bring back Blast from the Past.
He'd be in my jungle gym.
Yeah, right.
Like my jungle gym of freaks.
Right, exactly.
By
the way, your jungle gym of freaks, you guys were doing Barstool Radio. It is no different than a soup kitchen when free food comes. The line was like that.
Oh, I know.
And it was like all these kids like, oh man, I haven't eaten in forever. It was hilarious.
Pageviews is probably saving. Yeah, oh yeah, Pageviews.
Pageviews. He lives here.
Yeah, I mean, he's a homeless kid.
Yeah, and he's very good at like pretending he doesn't, because he'll just come and go. And then like I caught him in a lie today. I was like, oh yeah, did you see someone tweet? Some stoolies were like in our lobby at 1 a.m. They tweeted at me.
Oh no, that wasn't in the lobby. We had that conversation with Tex.
So
Tex went on Valentine's Day date with somebody he met on Tinder. The girl sat down and was like, I'm out of here. So there were two stoolies next to Tex who he became friends with, and Tex was like, so after I got blown off, I came back and played cornhole. I was like, who was the office? He's like, oh, I just brought the random stoolies I've met.
Right.
I said, as a practice, I'd like to stop doing that.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't realize that was what happened, but Young Pagers was like, oh yeah, I think I saw that. And I was really? And then he kind of froze, like, yeah, you live here, man. You see everything.
Do you have anything on the Laugh Out Loud assassin?
I think getting murdered by female assassins is a pretty cool move.
And one wearing LOL.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get assassinated by some like British dude with a sniper rifle.
I think poison by two Asian chicks.
I think the poison in the face is pretty disrespectful, though. I don't want to go out like that. I think like you got clowned by a female assassin.
No, that's not a bad way to go out. How can North Korea? We said yesterday they haven't figured out science-wise like how to get their nukes. Like they can't shoot them. They have them, but they don't know how to shoot them.
Yet
they have this powder that you can just throw on people and they die. That seems like a contradiction.
Well, did Kim Jong-un order this hit?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
It was his half brother.
Yeah, I know. His half brother was living a life. He was just living.
He was like a playboy.
Yeah, he was like a gambler.
I forget. We talked so many different stuff, but you can't have heirs to the throne. So he's just killing them all,
right?
Which makes perfect sense.
Right.
And A+, he kills people with panache. He like machine guns people like with anti-aircraft fire from like a foot away.
The one guy that he fed to the dogs.
That was a great one. It's what I said. If you just think of it as Kill Bill instead of like real life. Murder, it's very funny and fun to be a part of. Tiger Woods withdrew from a press conference. Kind of an interesting move to formally announce that you cannot do on doctor's orders, can't do the press conference.
This has to be a troll move. This has to be like self-aware.
No, I don't think so.
You cannot remove yourself from sitting down in front of a microphone because of doctors and not understand what you're doing.
I think he knows how
much the Tiger fanboys get up. I think he knows how much the Tiger haters get down.
No.
And he's fucking with people now. That's the only logical explanation.
I don't think anyone has had a true conversation. The Tiger lovers, that's Trent and Ricks, a true conversation about what doing steroids, allegedly, and lifting like you're going to be a Navy SEAL, even though you golf for 15 years, does to your body. His back is ruined. Ruined.
Trent was trying to tell me, and I refused to buy it. The injuries are from him trying to run in Navy boots, like trying to be the SEAL.
No, I mean, that's part of it.
I just can't believe
it. I think it's more the first thing.
Steroids.
Dude, do you remember how big he got?
Yeah,
no, I know. It's the steroids and the Navy SEAL training.
I think it was 99.9% steroids.
Yeah.
He's a steroid freak, allegedly. And by the way, Trent's like defending him. I want Tiger Woods back because I hate him so much. There's nothing I love more than like Masters Sunday for him to have a 3-shot lead and collapse. But it's never going to happen.
Never going to happen.
Speaking of people who are hanging on, I'm stunned. Kate Upton apparently has divaed her way to all the Sports Illustrated covers. I thought originally they said there were three different covers. I thought Christie Brinkley had one. I thought Kate Upton had one, and maybe Allie Reisman, I thought, maybe whoever. But all three now are Kate Upton. Third year in a row? Is that it?
It's the third time. I don't know if it's third in a row.
Like
the record is five times. She's done it three.
I don't understand. She's that big of a star. I mean, I'm not going to say she's gross. She's obviously very pretty. She's on the bigger side. But she to be the number one girl still, like Nina Agdal is a billion,
there
zillion
There is a zillion Instagram girls that are all higher than her. All the girls who are in her office were higher than her. I mean, there's a lot. But
ooh, Kevin, it's a little sexual harassment there, buddy.
These are just facts.
I'm supposedly working out with her Friday, too, so I'll give
Kate Upton?
Yes. Yeah. First-hand report.
You got to go in jeans and no belt.
Go Verlander style.
No shirt, jeans, no belt.
It's not a bad
touch. Like, what? This is how I work out.
that would be
hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, this is obviously for clicks, though. Like, we all know that's what it is.
But I guess
it's like Derek Jeter's last year. He sucked, and everyone went to Yankee Stadium and bought the memorabilia.
So that's
but
my
the
question.
People are going to buy
the fact
this.
That she still puts asses in the seat.
Yeah,
that's
because of this conversation. Because like the limp dick, like suburban dads are probably like, man,
Kate Upton's tits. Yeah.
So fucking hot.
Do we have anybody?
And
in
then the real people are like, this is an outrage. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to tweet about it. You get it from both sides.
Do we have any Kate Upton fans? Like big ones? Any?
I mean, I used to. I mean, she's still.
White Sox Dave called her a six, and then everybody came out
to defend
her.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little harsh.
I don't know. I think it's relatively accurate these days.
Six? On what, a supermodel scale?
No, on a regular scale.
He said she was a six. He said she was a six out of 10.
That's absurd.
Nate got his Twitter account suspended for photoshopping his head.
Oh, yeah. Yes. The one where, like, Verlander and her, like, spooning in the mirror.
Nate got his Twitter account suspended for photoshopping his head on Verlander and the spoon.
Yeah.
That fucking spider monkey, man. He'll do
it
things.
It was an all-time picture.
And then the last story we got, we have fake political tweets. So the general who just resigned, what's his name?
Flynn. There's a fake account going around, General Mike Flynn. He said, while I accept the responsibility for my actions, I feel it's unfair that I've been made the sole scapegoat for what happened. But if that's what this administration needs, I'll do my duty.
How many?
So he wrote it all report. Like,
yeah, how many followers on that account?
I don't know. This is just a screenshot.
So Nancy Pelosi, among others, immediately took this tweet and went public being like, aha, there's this bigger conspiracy thing going on. He's just a scapegoat. We got to know.
But I will say this. I didn't know until I heard from our colleague that the tweet of General Flynn today was scapegoat. Scapegoat. You know what a scapegoat is? That means in a community where people want to absolve themselves of guilt, they get a goat and they heap all of the ills onto the goat and then they run the goat out of town.
This isn't really political.
4,670.
4,000 for the general who they think's tweeting. This isn't Republican, Democrat, pro-Trump, anti-Trump. This is, I think, if we sat around
it
here.
It also says not Michael Flynn.
Yeah.
It
says not my. I think we go to overthrow the government via social media.
Yeah.
Like, they are so susceptible. How do you get tricked by that?
I love the fact that, like, the highest people in the land are dumber than us when it comes to this shit. We should run their campaigns, and we should run their social media. I think we could probably take
that's
over the
like
country.
Hillary Clinton's like, you got hacked. It's like, yeah, because you're like probably stupid.
Sean Spicer, didn't he tweeted his password by accident. This is just, it's older people trying to get a grasp of technology. And like the stakes are pretty high. It's just bound to blow up like this.
The first government who just goes young.
Yeah,
he's going to run the whole shit.
It would be millennials. They'd be like, I don't feel like doing anything.
But if you get enough of them, some will do it. We tried to force. Why were we talking about that cum contest today?
It was a this or that. It was this or that.
It was a stupid question. And we wanted to see. Caleb said he went to a doctor and that you can't go physically. Like, if you don't jerk off for 30 days, it just comes out. One day you walk down, you cum yourself walking down the street.
Just leaking cum?
Yes.
Basically.
I believe that.
So we tried to have Robbie see how long he'd go.
He can't do it. He's 18. Dude.
Robbie refused to even partake.
He wouldn't even try.
Would you do that when you're 18?
If I was Robbie Fox,
Robbie Fox doesn't say no to anything, Bart.
Robbie Fox is scratching.
I don't know, man. Remember
Robbie was going to change his name to Super Bowl.
Yes.
Legally.
I think trying not to cum when you're 18 is way harder than changing your name to Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that's my point is I would never agree to that if I was 18.
No, but here's why you should agree to it, because he'll probably cum tomorrow.
Probably.
He's an 18-year-old, 140-pound Robbie Fox. He's going to come today.
Just get really angry and
that's what I'm saying.
Robbie's probably
funny.
Coming right now. Where's Robbie? He's coming.
Like a countdown clock. It would be actually pretty funny content.
Yeah, why does he do it?
And he said so no. Down
he right away was like, absolutely not.
Come on, Robbie. I thought
he's
you were
willing
team player,
to do it,
bro.
Right.
Did you come? You probably already came, didn't you?
Robbie, can we give Robbie the microphone? Robbie, you made a very good UFC video today.
Thank you.
You've proven yourself. I totally underestimated you. I would have never hired you. You snuck in the back door through Riggs's internship. But I think you actually have a future here. You're funny, willing to do anything. I'm stunned.
Almost anything.
I talked you up, like, get Robbie Fox in here. There's no way he won't do this cum contest. And you were just like, flat no.
I don't think I could do it.
It's not.
No, there's no winning or losing. You will ultimately fail.
Just go until I.
We are telling you that a doctor has said you will absolutely come. It's just a matter of when.
And we can have like a pool. Like
I thought this was like you're physically not allowed until we tell you.
No, yes. It's whenever it happens, it happens. Like you can't do it.
Yeah, I could do that. No, I could do that.
BDM shit.
I could do that for sure.
SDM.
Okay.
BDS. I misunderstood the question.
Okay, he puts you on a leash.
So then what we'll do is we'll put like a on those TVs right there. We'll have like days since Robbie came.
Yeah, for sure.
And it'll just tick. It'll tick away.
Yeah.
Dave might be with you.
Yeah,
he's gotta get this tube up his dick. He might not come again.
So we'll need text to
watch you and me.
Robbie. We need someone to shadow Robbie to make sure he hasn't come.
No, I trust him. Honor system. It's just like Seinfeld.
I don't know.
It makes me. Not gonna last very long.
I did trust.
But wait, no. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't want Robbie to just jerk off after a couple days. I want it to just come at him.
Right. We'll do the experiment. He's gonna be like walking down the street.
Right.
We'll do the
experiment. So he's not gonna be able to do that.
He's gonna have a wet dream.
But I want him to be awake so bad.
He's gonna have a wet dream.
I want him to be
awake. Wet dream counts.
He makes it 30 days.
You have a wet dream. Game three.
I mean,
that's wet dream counts.
Yeah. He can't make it 30 days. So it's
gonna be. Let us know when you have a wet dream.
30 days for Rob.
It's not gonna be 30 days. It's gonna be like 18.
He's gonna have a wet dream like tomorrow.
Maybe tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe right now.
Maybe
today.
Lucky, bro.
You might come in the elevator. I don't know.
Let's get that graphic up and running.
Yeah.
Second ad read.
Oh,
good
yeah.
Call. Good
after
call,
show
Sean.
Brought to you by Sprezza Box.
The after show brought to you by Sprezza Box. It's 25% off your first month's box. Use the promo code Rundown. And just we're going to play a little game here.
You're going to get some accessories. Yeah, you're going to get cufflinks, ties, socks, suspenders, all the little things that make your outfit pop, the things that take your clothes and your style to the next level. You get $100 worth of retail stuff every shipment for way less than that. And if you use the promo code Rundown, you're going to get 25% off that first box.
Sounds like a pretty good friggin' deal. Yep. 25% off the first month's box. Get all the accessories, promo code Rundown, Sprezza Box. Dan, the dog show.
Yeah, we're not allowed back.
You were not allowed there.
You're not allowed back. Barstool Sports is not allowed back.
So you just banned us from the Westminster for life.
Probably, yeah.
Did you get good content?
Nope, we got
a couple pictures.
So what? We got it. We walked right in. We breezed right in. Like MSG, the guys at the front were just like they didn't even look at we had the worst credentials ever. And
could we have gotten credentialed for this?
Yeah, but
right.
So here's the beauty of Barstool. We do a content meeting. Once a week with a big board that says, here's what's coming up. Did Dog Show ever make it on that board? Because I never saw it because we could have gotten credentials.
I actually tried getting us credentials and they didn't give them to us.
Okay. So
how
anyway.
How did you try?
Like middle of last week.
Yeah.
That's probably the issue.
Right. So
that's probably the issue, right?
So we
applied like you
way
called up
too
in the
late.
Morning, be like, I know the Dog Show started, but we're looking for credentials now.
Right.
Yeah.
So we were like,
that's
oh,
not a good job
show.
By you, Loud Sean. You said that like you're like, oh, no, I did it.
I tried and failed.
Yeah. Well, way too late.
So we were riding the high from the NFL where we just walked all over and dragged our balls on Roger Goodell's forehead. So we're like, all right, we'll fake these. We faked them at like the FedEx across the street from MSG. The worst credentials ever. Walked in. No one bothered us. Walk in. We get to like right where the dogs come out and there's all these dogs there. We just like we were the dumbest three people. We just stopped and like, oh, dogs. And like PFT like took out his phone and like walked up like right to a dog and was like, dogs. And this guy was like, what are you doing? Like out of nowhere, grabbed his credential. He and Hank, I had a sports coat on. So, and I was taking notes.
Looked legit.
So I looked legit. So he grabbed Hank and PFT and took him to a back room. I was just walking around MSG, like the bowels, just like looking for a cop who could help us. I found a stoolie cop. He couldn't help us. And then they just, they said that they basically just berated him for an hour. I was like, we could charge you with a felony.
Jesus
and PFT
Christ.
Said he was just laughing because he was like, it's a dog show, dude. Like, it's a dog show.
That's spoken like somebody who's never seen that, like, best in show. Like,
they thought,
I think they think that's a little more than a dog show, which I agree.
They thought we were PETA. So that's what their concern was. They kept on being like, what
PETA
are we
has a problem with the Westminster?
Yeah, I think some breeding and shit, right? Like, I would
those dogs probably live a better
a
life than
anything.
Us. So.
PETA's got a problem with every animal.
I don't
animal
know what they do with the dog show.
I think so. Because it's like breeding. I don't think they like the, like, and there's all these rescue dogs that no one's adopting. But yeah, so we're banned. They said like some nerd. Here, Hank.
Katie Nolan hosted
Hank,
that,
Hank, come here.
She?
Yeah, we were like 100 feet from Katie.
And she didn't like,
well, we were
like,
about to go over to her when the guy
you
came
should just start screaming
us.
Her name. Like,
Katie! Yeah, what did the nerd say as you guys were leaving?
He came in, like, they had us in there for like an hour. And me and PFT at this point like knew we weren't gonna get in trouble.
What's up with your look like?
ASA.
Yeah.
Like,
what's that movie? The school movie there. Yeah.
Oh, that school movie is.
What is that movie I'm talking about?
No say.
What?
No. Oh, 21. No.
That's definitely not.
No, the teacher. The teacher, Edward Arcelius. They take the SATs and they do a great job.
The
Lean on Me.
Stand by me.
Stand by Me with Morgan Freeman.
Lean on Me.
Yeah.
Stand and Deliver.
Yeah, that's
Stand and Deliver.
Like
what? Why are you dressed like
it is so.
I was wearing the shirt, and then someone said I look like SA, so I decided to embrace it.
Little okay. Cholo.
Anyway, we were in there for like 30 minutes. We knew we weren't going to get in trouble at this point. And like to get us out, they brought a Westminster like head guy in, and he like came in like he was like we were in the principal's office and was like, "Where did you guys get this pass?" We're like, "Oh, we made him." He's like, "You know that's not okay, right?" And we're like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, we could charge you with a felony, but we're not going to do that." We're like, "Oh, no shit." And then he was
I
like,
"I don't know why you guys are so no shit. I wouldn't be surprised if they charge you."
Yeah, but the cops, it was kind of like when we got arrested for the Brady 4. Like, once the cops kind of realized, like,
yeah, but we weren't. Went
once
to
they
jail.
Realized we're not a PETA, I think
that's
that,
a no, little but no, bit of a difference.
No, I know, but they, you know how once we got in there, they were kind of like, all right, like,
yeah,
kinda,
but they, we still, like, were in there.
Right, but they kind of told us in the beginning. Once they realized we weren't, like, PETA protesters, they're like, oh, you guys aren't, like, a part of an organization. They're like, oh, you guys are Barstool. They're kind of like, you could tell that they weren't going to, like, fuck us.
Right.
But the guy at the end tried to, like, scare us and was like, right. He was in like little a full nerd. Tuxedo.
Was your beard already shaved at that yeah. point? That probably played a factor. You look like yeah. just not intimidating, kind yeah, of a like dork 17. Without the beard.
That's crazy because I've had the beard for so long.
I know. Do you regret getting rid of it?
I didn't even know it was a mistake. I was
the
just,
beard?
I was trimming.
Oh, you regret getting
yeah,
rid of
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
yeah. I was trimming
oh, you
it.
You just went too short.
I had to get rid of it.
Yeah.
It'll be back.
Either way, this is, you know how Goodell's always like nervous about his NFL players in the offseason because they get in trouble? It's like been a week and a half since football season ended, and part of my takes are.
I don't. I actually
trouble,
don't
so.
Love that we're banned from that because I love the dog show. Like I was saying, it
I don't.
There.
I don't love that we're banned from NFL and
I know,
all the radio
but that
Go
was
stuff.
Like
so.
We had a vendetta.
Yeah,
this
well,
one, we didn't have a vendetta.
So
you had a vendetta.
Dog show, Super Bowl. I'd say I'd probably rather get to go to the Super Bowl activities.
I think though we don't get like positive press from being like banned from the dog
I
show.
I mean, it's well, it's a dog show. I don't think they'll. I don't think they're gonna keep that ban.
Oh, we'll you don't think they will?
I mean, maybe Hank and PFT.
I don't know. To your point, I
can
see there's like a band list that they fucking take very seriously.
The dog show.
Yeah,
I can
like
see
I can
that.
See them being.
I don't know. It depends. I don't know. It depends on if it was MSG security or like the dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If MSG, either way, it was a fun time for like the 10 seconds we got to see the dogs. There's a video of me being like, "Oh, we're in," and then like two seconds later, we got caught.
Did we make it?
Yeah, we made it. All right, that's the rundown, so we'll see you tomorrow.